Today is the first day of Slichot, though in actual fact, there are a number of different minhagim about when we start saying the Slichot in advance of the Yamim Noraim. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Kuf Pei Aleph brings the minhag of the Sfardim, which is you start saying Slichot already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. At the other end of the spectrum, the Tor brings down the minhag of the Gaonim, which is only to say Slichot during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. An interesting minhag which appears in the Abu Dram is that you say the Slichot starting on the 15th of Elul. And the minhag of the Ashkenazim, which appears in the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, is that we always say Slichot for at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. And also, we always start on a Sunday. So this year, where Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, we can't start the Sunday immediately before Rosh Hashanah because that would only give us 2 days of Sukkot, Monday and Tuesday. And we don't start on Thursday of this week because we always like to start on a Sunday. So this year we've got the longest stretch possible of Sukkot, all of this week and then 2 days into next week. A question comes up, what's the proper or ideal time to say Slichot? So the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch is that one should get up and say Slichot, Lakum ba'ashmoret. You should get up early in the morning to say Slichot. Poskim do say that you can say them from midnight onwards. You shouldn't say them before midnight because then it's not an Eight Ratzon. It's not a time of divine mercy and divine favor, but from midnight onwards you can say the Slichot. The question is, what about saying them before midnight? So in recent generations this has become quite popular in certain places, and the Poskim have discussed this. By and large, they're not terribly keen on it. The Mate Ephraim says that if one is saying Slichot before midnight, and if it's a tzibur, he says you shouldn't be saying Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, you should miss them out. And if you're davening in a tzibur where they are saying Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, you still shouldn't say them. But there are those poskim who allow it. Rav Moshe Sternbach makes the observation that really the ikkar time of saying Slichot is bashmoret, is to say it early in the morning, because this is demonstrating our sense of nervousness, our sense of eagerness to approach Hashem. The fact that it's at the end of the night, we wake up early as if there's something really, really important. You know, we can't fall back to sleep, and we rush to shul to say Slichot. To stay up till midnight and then go to bed and then go to a late minyan the next morning isn't really what Chazal had in mind there. To get up at midnight, to go to bed at your normal time, and then to get up at midnight to say Slichot, and then to learn and say Tehillim, etc., till Shacharit time would obviously be a good thing. And saying Slichot at 10 o'clock at night, just after you've davened Maariv, just so it's more convenient for you, is obviously not what Chazal had in mind either. Having said that, of course, we do have to recognize that, you know, people have to get to work very early in the morning, and it's just not possible for them to get to shul in the morning every day for Shacharit. And certainly this time of year, they want to be able to say Slichot with a minyan. So perhaps we do have to find a way of, at least for those people who really can't say it in the morning, to be able to say Slichot at night time. It's also worth pointing out, though, that the very text of the Slichot indicates that this is supposed to be said at the end of the night before davening Shacharit. On the third day of Slichot, our Pizmon begins, Shachar kamti odot lachai elokei tehillati, varanein lacha boker. I've gotten up early in the morning to praise you, and I'm going to sing to you in the morning. So if you're saying Slichot at night, whether it's midnight or whether it's earlier in the evening, you need to change that text. Likewise, on the following day, the fourth day, Pizmon begins, Bashmoret HaBoker Karaticha, I'm calling you early in the morning. It's not shy to say that at 10:15 at night. It's correct to say Birchot HaTorah before Slichot. There's a discussion in Hilchot Birchot HaTorah as to whether or not you need to say Birchot HaTorah before saying Psukim, Derech Tefillah, rather than Tachaninim, rather than Derech Limud. But the Maaseh would say that you should. What if you haven't got a minyan, or you can't come to a minyan to say Slichot? You should still say Slichot. But you don't say the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, the Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Chanuns, and you also don't say the passages which appear in Aramaic. what happens if there's a Baal Brit at Slichot? He's making a Brit that day, or is it Sunday, or a Moel? So if the Slichot are being said at night time, then obviously you would say Tachanun, because you don't have a Brit at night time. What if Slichot are being said in the morning? Do you say Tachanun at the Slichot? You wouldn't say Tachanun at Shachrit, but at the Slichot, before Shachrit, do you say the Tachanun? So this is actually a machloket in the poskim. Seems to me that one should say Tachanun, a proof from Erev Rosh Hashanah. On Erev Rosh Hashanah itself, we don't say Tachanun in Tefillah, but we do in the Slichot. And even if the Slichot run over into the morning, into daylight, we still say a Tachanun, because they belong to the end of the night when it's still not time for Shacharit. So here also, the Slichot belong to the end of the night when it's not time for a Brit Milah. Rav Moshe Sternbach also points out in Moedim Asmanim that the whole point of Slichot is that it's Tachanunim. It's all Slichot is supplications to Hashem. So it's not really relevant to say, okay, well, there's a Baal Brit here, so we're not going to say Tachanun. Because that's the whole nature of what Slichot is about, and therefore he also opines that one should say Tachanun in such an instance. Adkan.